When it comes to managing a home budget, it can be hard to be the calm center of a spinning universe. On this edition of Techonomics, host Jason Middleton chats with a financial planner who takes a holistic, zen-like approach to money management. The former religious study student went into financial advice with the goal of helping his clients find equilibrium. And that discussion starts now.
So very many phrases and axioms are placed around money. It makes the world go round, money is the root of all evil, and there's this little platitude from a David Mamet movie.
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
Money may not be able to buy you happiness, but it can help you gain a happiness dividend. That's how one financial manager approaches money management for himself and for his clients. Author Jonathan DeYo is a California resident and a longtime Buddhist. His new book is Mindful Money. Here's our discussion.
Jonathan DeYo, President, DeYo Wealth Management, founder, Happiness Dividend blog, author.
Well, thank you for giving us some time this morning, sir. I'm wondering, you know, Richard Branson said that all businesses come out of frustration or friction, and I'm thinking books do too. What are you solving with your new book?
That's actually a perfect introduction to the origin story of the book because, you know, I started writing it in 2009. And you remember what was happening in 2009? The world was falling apart.
I do remember that.
And I was, you remember that? Yeah, we're all part of that. I was talking to client after client after client, and everyone was, you know, expressing deep fears. And, you know, I can't take away the fear, but we talked about what are the things we do? What's the appropriate set of behaviors that work in this kind of situation? And my challenge was, I have 150, 160 clients. I wanted to have a greater impact. And one of my clients, who happens to be a Pulitzer Prize winning author, said, Jonathan, you got to write a book. And so I started writing a book in 2009.
And it's called it has mindfulness in the title. And I'm going to get into some of your bona fides in a moment, though. But how does mindfulness apply? Because there are a lot of business books that have been coming out since the Great Recession, and they take different angles on recovering, personal recovery and financial recovery at the same time. How does mindfulness fit in there for you?
Mindfulness is a non-judgmental, calm awareness of what's really going on, right? And so when I'm sitting there meditating and the mindfulness practices that I do, I'm trying to focus on my breath. And it's not that I'm trying to not think. That's not possible, right? My brain just secretes thoughts into the thought process. And so I get distracted by a pain in my knee or a thought about something my wife said or something that's happened at work, and I'm constantly returning my attention back to my breath. That's the mindfulness practice. Now, the same thing can work in financial planning. So your plan is your anchor. And in 2008, 2009, when the world fell apart, if you didn't have a plan and you didn't know what to do, and the media and Wall Street, everyone was saying, hey, do something different, you better jump clear, you better do something different, everything's falling apart, the runner is down, he's had a heart attack, the economy's never going to recover, and people were saying that. And if you hear that, you are going to panic and you are going to sell. If you can be mindful through that whole process and you can return back to the plan, hey, my plan says I need to save such and such every single month to get to that pool of capital that I need to retire on or to take care of my parents or to send my kids to school. And if I just do that, I'm going to be okay. And mindful of history, you know, this whole market calamity thing happens. Every 3, 5, 7 years, we have a big meltdown. And it's the end of the world in media terms and in Wall Street terms, but it never is. The world continues to fail to end. Right. And if you behave, you make the wrong choices when things are falling apart, that can hurt you.
So if you are calmly reflecting and thinking about your foundation when it comes to your finances, then you will be better suited to weather the storm that is cyclical. Is that another way to put
it? That's it. That's it. You got it.
All right. Well, so being the calm center of a spinning universe, basically.
Yeah, in finance, and the universe is always spinning. So it's difficult to maintain that calm center, but that's why we have the practices to create the plan.
Okay, cool. Well, let's get to some brass tacks then, because I really appreciate the umbrella approach we have here. But of course, there are some tactics that have to be deployed. What are some of those things we can do when developing our own financial plan?
So in the book, we talk about step by step by step, right? We start in the first section and we talk about these are all the illusions. We should probably ignore these market fantasies that are presented to us, right? In the middle, we talk about starting with an understanding of who you are, what makes you happy, what makes you tick, and using that as the driver of your life. And then in the third section of the book, we talk about the simple practices. We talk about, you know, the nuts and bolts, the brass tacks. We talk about paying off your debts. We talk about building your emergency fund. We talk about how much you need to save to get to, you know, retirement income that you can't outlive. And when you get there, how do you deploy that retirement income so you don't run out by the time you die? And when you have something left over, how do you leave a legacy? How do you think about that? And all those brass tacks comes down to a simple understanding that where you are right now is a step on the path. You have to own it. You have to say, this is where I am, and you have to kind of understand where you want to head. And once you can kind of put those two things in line, the steps become a lot more obvious. If you never think about those two things, if you never admit where you are, you know, I have too much debt, or I overspend my income, or if you never admit that, then you just keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper. So the first, it starts with admitting that.
Some awareness.
That's the first practice.
Self-awareness.
Yeah, some awareness.
Yeah.
Self-awareness, critical. And then you get those steps in place, and that's how you reach that happiness dividend.
I'm glad you said that. First of all, we're speaking with Jonathan DeYoe. He's the author of the new book, Mindful Money, Simple Practices for Reaching Your Financial Goals and Increasing Your Happiness Dividend. You are the second author that has mentioned happiness and financial planning in the same sentence on this show just this year. Let's unpack a little bit more of the happiness dividend, please.
Absolutely. So happiness, you know, much like financial success, isn't a target. It's something that it's a dividend that comes from a purposeful life. You know, we talked about that middle section of the book what is it that makes us happy? Because you're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to slog through a lot of difficulty. There's going to be a lot of stuff up against you. No matter what it is you do, you may as well do something that makes you happy, something that sort of kindles that inner fire that you have. And happiness is if you follow that inner fire and you figure out how to make that work in a way that gives back to the world, that gives you purpose, that's how you get your happiness dividend. It's not like, okay, I'm going to go be happy now. It doesn't work. You have to do something else. And the dividend that comes off of that purposeful life is the happiness. Also, the dividend comes off of that is financial goals as well.
Jonathan, you know, you mentioned at the very top of the interview the what you were trying to solve for X when it comes to the purpose of the book. And I'm wondering also, now that was solving a problem. You were addressing and solving a problem. In your personal life and your professional life, if you will, you pivoted. And that's a very interesting story as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your own provenance when you got to up to this book?
You're talking about the change from studying Buddhist phenomenology to being an advisor?
Yeah, absolutely, because that seems like an interesting journey that you've been on.
Yeah, it's actually a three-point journey, not just a two-point journey. I started out in finance, and I started out in undergraduate studying finance, and I just got bored out of my mind. So I said, okay, what do I do now? I don't like this, and I want to find something that I like to do. So I started studying philosophy and comparative religion, moved out to Berkeley to actually go in-depth with Buddhist studies, and spent basically 7 years studying the meaning of life, if you will. And from that, I never graduated. I dropped out, basically, of my graduate program, and I got a job at Dean Witter. Now, I'd invested in stocks when I was 9 years old, so I've got this long history of doing it, not professionally, but just personally and with my dad as my advisor. And, I think I got something out of that, and I said, hey, let's figure out how to make this a profession. And I did. And I just, you know, I started working there, and 20 years later, it sort of becomes a lot clearer what those messages were I learned when I was a kid and how that there's a parallel between mindfulness training in terms of meditation on the path to enlightenment and on how we get to financial success. It's a slog in the beginning, and you have to do the beginning slog in order to get to that middle part and to that end part where it's success.
Thank you. I hope we can talk again.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.
That was me and author Jonathan DeYoe. His new book is Mindful Money, Simple Practices for Reaching Your Financial Goals and Increasing Your Happiness Dividend. DeYoe's goal is to help the average person develop a much more positive attitude toward money by placing it in the context of their present and future selves. DeYoe draws upon his experience as a financial advisor and incorporates the philosophies of Eastern religions. He is a practicing Buddhist, after all, to make the case that money is just one of many powerful tools for building a fulfilling life. This is Techonomics, and I'm Jason Middleton. Please come on back.